You're listening to A Senior Moment, the show for and about seniors. I'm your host, Joanne Rideout. I'm here in the studio with Michelle Lewis, my co-host from Northwest Senior and Disability Services. Morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Joanne.
And we have two guests in the studio today. One of them is Kendra Goll. She is the education coordinator for Columbia Memorial Hospital in Astoria. Morning, Kendra.
Good morning.
And we have Angela Sidlow here with us. She's from Angela's Apothecary in Astoria. She's going to be talking with us about Tai Chi. Hi, Angela.
Good morning.
Thanks very much, everyone, for being here. Today, our topic overall is senior wellness. Michelle, could you expand on that a little bit?
Sure. Our agency, Northwest Senior Disability Services, has begun working with some of our partners in our community to develop some of the wellness prevention kind of programs, such as the Tai Chi that Angela will be talking about, and Living Well with Chronic Illnesses that Kendra will be talking to.
Well, it's really great to be able to talk about wellness and health on our show, because often our topics are a little bit less happy than that. And while we do offer a lot of information, and Michelle's organization has fantastic resources for people, this is a show really about personal empowerment for people who want to do things to enhance their health at any age. But our show is especially aimed at seniors. Why don't we start with you a little bit, Kendra? Can you tell us about some of the programs and services that you have available through Columbia Memorial?
Yeah, we've been really trying to grow our community education for, just as you mentioned, a wide variety of ages and illnesses or situations that people may be dealing with. So Living Well is one of those programs. That's the one we're highlighting today. Living Well is a 6-week program that is focused towards individuals with any kind of chronic illness. It could be arthritis, it could be diabetes, it could be dealing with cancer, survivorship. There's just endless lists of chronic illnesses that in anxiety, depression, any of those types of things that individuals have for long periods of time. It's for them and a significant other. They come together in a group situation with other people with chronic illnesses. They have leads who are guides through the program who are also usually individuals with a chronic illness, and a health caregiver who kind of lead them through different kinds of aspects related to promoting their health and wellness on a variety of topics. That program actually specifically was started out of Stanford. It's a very well-researched program that shows significant improvement in people's health and wellness as they complete and move through the program. The class is actually free to individuals who are over the age of 60 through some monies available through Senior and Disability Services. For other individuals under the age of 60, it's $50. That includes that 6-week course for them, another person. They get a wonderful health and resource directory manual, as well as some relaxation CDs. And if at any point they want to repeat the course, they can do that for free as well. That's part of the program details. We have some other new classes that are coming up that'll be starting in September. We're actually starting a stroke survivor and family support group. We'll be expanding our cancer care support groups to not only include just breast cancer, but other forms of cancer. We also have a program or support group for individuals with chronic lung conditions specifically called Breathe Easy that has guests that come in and help those individuals network and provide support. We have a great class that's called Pharmacist-Assisted Tobacco Cessation. So if individuals at wherever or whenever they're ready to quit using tobacco products can enlist in this program, which is a combination of both support and pharmacological or medication support built into the class. We also will be offering powerful tools with Senior Disability Services in the fall. So a lot of things coming up this fall.
Wow, that's terrific. And it looks as though from the flyer that I'm looking at here that you also have some Spanish language options for people in the community.
In our community, we don't have a Spanish class, but there is, and Michelle, tell me if I'm incorrect in this, there is a new version of Living Well for individuals who want to participate and get the same content, may not have the time available, they can do it online. And that online version just came out this week, and I do believe it does have some Spanish versions to it. I'm pretty sure.
Okay. It looks as though there's a training component in here, a leader training. Can you talk a little bit about
that? Well, individuals who go through the program, if they truly enjoy the program, a lot of times this program is actually based out of a volunteer base. That's the whole idea around it from Stanford, is that individuals who go through the Living Well with chronic conditions, that those individuals who are really interested in leading kind of step up and then they're trained how to lead the group. this kind of class is different than any other program in that usually in a healthcare setting you have a healthcare person leading the class. This is other individuals with chronic illness helping you maneuver that chronic illness process. And so it's a whole different format and really has been very well proven and very successful. So individuals who take the class, we always offer at the end of class, are you interested in becoming a leader? They're interested, then they would work through us and we'll organize more leader training. And the idea is to just keep growing the number of classes we have available, spread them throughout the county, and just make it available to a lot of different people because it's very, very good class.
Okay. Well, Angela, speaking of classes and things that people can do to help themselves, you are a certified Tai Chi instructor and you are kind of going to be teaching classes locally in our area on Tai Chi. Can you talk a little bit about why would someone want to take Tai Chi and what is it?
Well, the Tai Chi was kind of a journey in and of itself to me. I started by taking a Tai Chi class that Rhonda Rainey taught over at Columba Memorial Hospital. And I said, oh, I really like this. So I said, I think I should learn more about this. It goes with a lot of different things that I do. And so through the help of Kendra and Columba Memorial, I became an instructor. And it's actually the program was developed by Dr. Paul Lamb. Through the Arthritis Foundation, and it is a 12 form of Tai Chi based on the Sun style, and it's geared towards people with mobility issues or limited movement. And so some of the goals of that program are to do some core strengthening, some increase in range of motion, and just better balance and fall prevention, all of those things that kind of wrap into being healthy as a senior.
And in case you've maybe just heard of Tai Chi for our listeners or aren't familiar with it at all, it's a kind of a gentle martial art where people do slow, gentle movements. And even though it may not look like much is happening, a great deal is actually happening on an energetic level in people's bodies. And it has been shown to really help people with things like balance. That's an issue for a lot of elders. And Michelle, you had some kind of statistics about, you know, the value of Tai Chi.
Well, as far as fall prevention, because, yeah falls being the leading cause of death, the secondary issues that come with the falls, it's important that seniors learn to avoid that kind of situation. According to statistics that I was reading, 30% of people over 65 are likely to fall within a year, and within long-term facilities, you're looking at 50% will have at least one fall per year. So it's a very good way of preventing long-term disability and disabling conditions.
So Angela, can you tell us for people who are not familiar with this, what do you do in Tai Chi class? What is it like? Because it might be a little scary for somebody who's never been there and doesn't know what the heck this is.
Well, actually, it kind of takes on a life of its own when they learn the 12 steps to it. It involves a lot of breathing techniques, and I always talk about breathing as one of the wonderful things that you can do for your body. And so it's mindful awareness, and the interesting thing in studies that have been done about mindful awareness is that when you do Tai Chi and you're in that Tai Chi moment, your body is actually creating new neural pathways, which is very exciting. So it's as a mindful awareness practice, you kind of get into that zone and activate your body's qi, which is your life force energy that promotes healing and relaxation in your body. So although it's an exercise class, you go away feeling very relaxed and very calm.
Mm-hmm. I used to be a pretty avid Tai Chi student when I lived in another state, and it's pretty amazing stuff. I mean, it's very subtle, but it definitely has an effect, and it seems like it would be just a fabulous kind of wellness opportunity for people here. So what kind of opportunities are there? What are the classes that you're offering and that are being offered?
Well, that's one of the things that I'm most excited about, because with the help of Michelle and her agency, we're putting together a program this fall where we'll be offering Tai Chi in three different locations throughout the county. I will be teaching at Columbia Memorial Hospital on Monday and Wednesday mornings. But it will also be offered Monday and Wednesday out at the Svensson Wiki Up Grange,
And on Tuesday and Thursday at the Astoria Senior Center and the Seaside Bob Chisholm Community Center. So it's getting some countywide coverage now.
Wow.
And it is free for those 60 and over.
So Columbia Memorial Hospital continues to have Tai Chi classes. Angela will be teaching on Monday and Wednesdays from 8:30 to 9:30. And then we also have another Tai Chi instructor who's taking and providing more of an advanced class with more movements available on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 8:30 to 9:30. Our classes are $20 for a 16 punch card. So it's just slightly over $1 a class. We found that. And those are open to all ages in our community. And so we have a pretty good following that comes through there.
Wow, that's great. Well, we're kind of talking overall about wellness. So why don't I throw a question back to you, Michelle? What other kind of resources are there available overall in the wellness category that we're talking about?
Well, there are some events coming up that I'd like to make sure that our listeners know about. The Grandparents Raising Grandchildren Seminar will be on September 16th. And it'll run from 9 o'clock in the morning till 2:30. And we're going to have quite a few speakers. We'll have somebody from the Substance Abuse Prevention Coalition. We're going to be meeting at Tongue Point, so we'll get a nice tour of the Tongue Point Job Corps Center. We'll have professionals talking about the stresses that grandparents have while they're raising their grandkids and some of the stresses that grandchildren have and being in that new living situation. So, and free lunch, so really loved people to, it's open to both grandparents, it can be aunts, uncles, any relatives who are raising their minor children, and also professionals that are dealing with those folks. So it's our first time out, and we really are hoping that people will find it interesting and attend.
So since you're having a seminar about this, I gather that in our area, and maybe nationwide, this is a situation that's happening more and more where grandparents are raising their grandchildren?
Yes, nationwide trend. A lot more grandparents are. And there's all sorts of concerns around, you know, financial strains. They've, you know, set out for their retirement, but now they've got new children, all the expenses involved with school, saving for college, all that starts again when they're raising their grandkids. So it's a time for them to get together and talk with each other and some of the professionals that may be help enlighten them on some ideas. Also, we have a new caregiver support group that is forming this month in Warrington, and that is for caregivers who are caring for individuals with any kind of condition. So we do have other Alzheimer's support groups and some support groups for the hospitals. This one is but for all caregivers. It stemmed out of our Powerful Tools for Caregiving class, but is open to anybody. And that caregiver class, Powerful Tools for Caregiving class, that'll be running about every 3 or 4 months. We'll have it available in our county now that we have enough instructors. So I would expect to see the 6-week course that talks about stresses that caregivers have and ways of dealing with that stress, ways of identifying what kinds of situations will cause them stress, and all the different options for better communication and relaxation, that kind of thing. Next one should be this fall.
And I just wanted to say a quick thing about that class that I attended, one of your classes that you taught, Michelle, on the caregiver support class. And it's a really terrific class. I mean, you really learn, first of all, you really learn how many other people in the community are dealing with caregiving situations within their families. I mean, it's kind of a hidden problem. People don't tend to talk at work about those kinds of things. But there are just so many people facing some pretty serious issues in their families, and just getting together and realizing people aren't alone is a big thing, but also just the strategies of how to humanely care for yourself in that kind of a demanding context are really valuable. So it's a great class.
Right. I think that we're getting more and more people who are working, caring for their kids, and caring for mom, dad, grandma, and grandpa with chronic illness. So this is a growing trend, and I think if you're working in a very large company or agency, if you ask around, you'll probably find your coworkers are in similar situations. So it is very much an important thing to address. We also have one other retreat coming up for caregivers, any unpaid caregivers taking care of family members or friends. There is, every year we have a retreat called A Gift of Time, and it's only $75 for 2.5 days of pampering and education. It's going to be August 27th through the 29th, and we still have a little bit of room in that retreat. And if there are financial pressures, we have some scholarship money for that, too. So,
wow, it sounds pretty nice. Arts, crafts, and massage?
Yeah.
Sign me up.
Yeah.
It sounds great. Well, I wanted to just talk a little bit about the whole concept of wellness. I know often in the case of elders, when we talk about elder issues, we're talking a lot about illness, and people don't tend to think in terms of wellness. So maybe I can ask you this, Kendra, in your work at Columbia Memorial Hospital, are you having to sort of teach people to think in terms of wellness instead of illness?
Sure we are. I mean, it seems kind of funny, but in a healthcare environment, a lot of times we do get focused a lot on the illness and the disease we're treating. But the reality is, and it's one thing that we're really working with our staff and in our community, is recognizing when a person is ill, that's a very small portion of their life, and that we really want to impact the rest of that side. So from the community education standpoint, we're really trying to promote wellness. We try and look at that around disease and illness states. You can't ignore that. So whether we're focusing on different kinds of illness states, and we look at the prevention, the treatment, and the follow-up education that needs to happen around that. And not only just wellness, but I think it's important to recognize, and Tai Chi kind of came out of this initiative, was we really want to focus on not just physical wellness. There's a mental and a spiritual side that comes with all healing. And so there are elements of Tai Chi that are very physically related, and we know that in promoting the balance and core strengthening. But it does provide options if people want to explore some of those mental pieces, Angela was talking about in growing neurons. And for some people, it does have a spiritual improvement as well. Allowing that time when they're focusing to get back to whatever their values may be and where they are with that and their place in their life. So that's one thing we're really focusing. We also, some things we do to help promote wellness within certain disease populations. Angela's also one of our Reiki providers. We provide Reiki to certain patient populations. We're starting to look at massage as well. So that's another piece. And the Living Well program is really a mind-body-spirit element. It really looks at that at those populations of people with chronic illness and having them look at how to promote not only their physical well-being, their mental, but also their spiritual well-being, and wherever they're ready to look at those pieces.
Okay. Maybe I can throw the microphone over to you, Angela, and ask you, can you talk a little bit about some of the health benefits that you've seen maybe in your own life or in people that have been in your Tai Chi classes about what it does for them to be in there?
Well, I ask that question periodically when we do a class session, and about 3 weeks into it, they're, you know, into the movements enough that they don't have to focus on the physical movements and they can kind of move on to a more mindfulness. But I ask them to relate that to their everyday life. And one lady who was a motorcycle rider, she said, "I didn't realize that the Tai Chi had filtered into the rest of my life until I was riding down a windy road and I was better able to move with the bike." And that was just one instance. Another woman had said, "You know, reaching up into the cupboard to reach those things that are higher is easier because you taught us that C shape as you reach your arm up." And she said, "I felt much more stable and much more confident about doing some things in the house as far as cleaning and that type of thing that I was hesitant before because I was afraid that I might fall."
Wow, that's interesting. Well, I just want to take a quick break and remind everyone that you're listening to A Senior Moment on Coast Community Radio. I'm your host, Joanne Rideout. I'm here in the studio with my co-host, Michelle Lewis, from Northwest Senior and Disability Services. And our guests today are Kendra Goll from Columbia Memorial Hospital and Angela Sidlow. She's a Tai Chi instructor who is the owner of Angela's Apothecary in Astoria. We're talking all about wellness, pretty much for seniors, because that's the focus of our show, but really for anyone who's interested in that kind of mind-body connection kind of wellness that we're talking about today. And Angela, I wanted to ask you another question about something that Kendra mentioned, which was Reiki. And what is that? Tell people what that is and why they might want to have that in their lives.
Reiki is actually a Japanese form of relaxation, and it works. When I perform Reiki on a client, I'm just a conduit. The universe allows me to be there for the dance. And so it's a conduit for energy that you put intention into. Sometimes if I'm working with a cancer patient, we may talk about putting an affirmation into the session. And it's really about intention and positive thinking. And there's also that component of human touch, which I think we need to have every day. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, there's just not enough time for it when you're being treated for something. So it's a nice option. It's in the infusion services at the hospital. And so anyone coming in for an infusion has the option to have a complimentary Reiki session,
okay.
Which helps them relax. Sometimes it can help to avert some of the negative effects of a session that they're having, or maybe a difficulty. It helps in pain management because of that relaxation component. And there's just countless studies that have been done on the effects with Reiki.
Well, do you find, and maybe I can ask you this, Kendra, for starters, is do you find people saying to you, well, what the heck is Tai Chi? Why would I want to do that? You know, is it a little skeptical maybe, and Reiki sounds pretty woo-woo to a lot of people. So how do you overcome that in people?
Well, I think that one thing we want to explore is, and we talk about this in healthcare, if we go back thousands of years, healthcare was very different. And it was only through the revolution of wonderful science and things that we were actually able to see microbes and be able to develop pharmaceuticals and do lab tests and do imaging. But there were elements that were included as part of healthcare thousands of years ago that kind of got lost along that scientific revolution. And now we're starting to do research on them and realize that they're options, that it's a toolkit. That's what we talk about in healthcare, and that maybe Reiki or Tai Chi may work for one person and somebody else doesn't feel comfortable with that, and that's okay. But what are the tools that you can add to your toolkit that will help you? Other tools that may be in there, maybe massage. Not everybody likes massage, hard to believe, but not everybody does. But for some people, it really does have both physical, muscular relaxation pieces. We also know there are energy elements to massage that may help with healing, as does Reiki, acupuncture, other pieces, aromatherapy. There's great studies happening. People say, and I don't mean aromatherapy like the candles you buy at certain grocery stores, but true oil aromatherapy. There's great studies happening in Europe around aromatherapy treating infections. So it's just bringing some of these older treatments that come in and allow people to have choices around them and explaining them. Some of them do have, and we don't want to ignore that, they have some spiritual or religious connections, but not always do you have to include those in there to get that benefit to some degree. So we like to explain that to people and talk about that very openly so that they have choices. It's
okay.
All about choices.
Let me see. Michelle, can I ask you, throw another question to you. Are there any other like wellness programs or services or anything that you want to let people know about through your agency?
Well, actually, our agency is just now getting into offering those kind of services and seeing the value in them. So while we've been doing it in some of our larger communities, this is the first year that we've really concentrated on trying to bring them through our agency into the community. So we're thrilled that these are resources are out there right now, and that we can try to help sponsor some of that for our seniors. So more on the horizon, but right now we're focusing just on these main components, and glad to get any kind of public awareness of them.
Okay. Yeah. And Angela, let me ask you one more question. You know, it's one thing to take a class, it's another thing to teach it. So what led you to want to be a Tai Chi instructor?
I think the movement is what motivates me, and to see the positive reactions. And oddly enough, it's become a little social group, and I kind of like to have my little group that I hang out with.
She brings tea in the mornings to them.
There was a study done of centaurians in China, and what did they have in common? And two of the things that came up most often was they all drank jasmine tea as a daily routine, and they all did Tai Chi. So when you come to one of my Tai Chi classes, you have the opportunity to have your little jasmine tea, and they have great jasmine tea pearls downtown at the tea shop, and a fortune cookie, so you have your positive affirmation for the day. And it just became our thing that we did in the morning. So one day I'd forgotten it because I went out with my coffee mug and forgot my pumper, and they're like, "Where's the jasmine tea?" It was like something was missing in their chi today.
Yeah.
So, Wow. It's very motivating.
That's great.
I think it's important for, I think one thing that we missed that Angela just brought up is that the Tai Chi classes, if people want them to be, are a great social connection. And we've seen that. We've been offering Tai Chi for well over a year now. And there have been times when my instructor just couldn't make it. And I'm not a Tai Chi instructor. So they show up to class and we explain that. And they'll actually take it upon themselves because they don't want to miss out on it, that they'll do it together. Somebody steps up and does a little bit and somebody else, and then they have their social time, and it's a wonderful connection. Another very important thing for all individuals in our community, but especially our seniors, to get out and have that social connection and do things together.
Wow, that's terrific. Well, we're sort of getting to the time in the show when we give everybody the opportunity to give contact information of how to get a hold of you. So, Michelle, why don't we start with you, because you're sort of the umbrella agency that anybody can get a hold of anybody about anything through you. At least that's sort of the way it seems sometimes.
Yeah. Any issues around seniors or disability concerns, we really are focusing on having the information available through our agency. So first contact, yes, call us. It's 503-861-4200. And we will get you in contact with the right organization or the right program for your needs.
Okay, and that's Northwest Senior and Disability Services.
Right.
And I would imagine that even though Doug Schaefer, our Washington connection, is not here today, you could probably call the Olympic Area Agency on Aging and connect with Peninsula resources that are similar.
Absolutely.
And so let me ask you, Kendra, is there a contact information for you for people to get more information about what the hospital offers?
Lots of ways to get information about what we have going on with Columbia Memorial. You can contact our education line, which is 503-338-7543, or you can go on our website and look up our educational offerings at www.columbiamemorial.org. You also should have just received in the last couple weeks our community newsletter called The Compass, and on the very back page you can just tear it off. That's a list of all of our upcoming things for the next couple months, and there will be another one coming out in mid to late October that'll have the fall programs as well.
Okay, and then Angela, is there any contact information that you want to give for your classes or anything that you're doing?
Yeah, if you're interested in any of the Tai Chi classes that we mentioned countywide, you can contact me for class time information at 503-338-9921.
You've been listening to A Senior Moment on Coast Community Radio. It's a show for and about seniors that airs every other month on Coast Community Radio. I'm Joanne Rideout, your host. You've been in the studio with us listening to our show with my co-host, Michelle Lewis from Northwest Senior and Disability Services, Kendra Goll from Columbia Memorial Hospital, and Angela Sidlow from Angela's Apothecary. We've been talking about senior wellness and really wellness for everyone, the classes and other opportunities that we have around our region for people who want to focus on those kinds of things. So thanks to all three of you for being here.
Great, thank you.
And we'll see you next time on A Senior Moment. And special thanks to the Brownsmead Flats for their theme music for this program, which is from their CD entitled Rain.